All My Sons by Arthur Miller, with James Farentino, Ari Gross, and Julie Harris, directed by Nick Olcott. Recorded before an audience of 500 people at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., for worldwide broadcast over the Voice of America and throughout the United States over National Public Radio. All My Sons, performed by Arena Stage in Washington, is an LA Theatre Works production jointly presented by the Smithsonian Associates and the Voice of America as part of the Radio Theatre Live recording project. World War II is over, and peace reigns in American suburbia. Under a tree in the Keller family's placid backyard, planted to commemorate a son missing in action, Chris Keller courts Annie, the charming, forthright young woman his brother left behind. But their growing passion disturbs the surface calm of the Keller household. When a storm blows down the memorial tree, a family secret is uprooted, setting the characters on a terrifying journey toward truth. And now, All My Sons by Arthur Miller, with James Farentino, Ari Gross, and Julie Harris.
Where's your tobacco, Joe?
Oh, I think I left it on the table. It's gonna rain tonight.
Paper says so?
Yep. Right here, Jim.
Oh, then it can't rain.
Hiya, Joe.
Hello, Frank. What's doing?
Nothing. Walking off my breakfast. Isn't that beautiful? Not a cloud.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, every Sunday ought to be like this.
What, the paper?
Yeah, what's the difference? It's all bad news. What's today's calamity?
I don't know. I don't read the news part anymore. It's more interesting than the want ads.
Why, you trying to buy something?
No, I'm just interested. Yeah. To see what people want, you know? For instance, here's a guy, he's looking for two Newfoundland dogs. Now, what's he want with two Newfoundland dogs?
Now, that is funny.
Here's another one. Wanted, old dictionaries. High prices paid. Now, what's a man going to do with an old dictionary?
Why not? Probably a book collector.
You mean they make a living out of that?
Sure, there's a lot of them.
All the kind of business going on in my day. Mm-hmm. Either you were a lawyer or a doctor, or you worked in a shop. Now,
well, I was going to be a forester once.
Well, that shows you. In my day, there was no such thing. You look at a page like this, you realize how ignorant you are.
Hey, what happened to your tree?
Ain't that awful? Wind must have got it last night. You heard the wind, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a mess in my yard, too. What a pity. What did Kate say?
Well, they're all asleep yet. I'm just waiting for her to see it.
You know, it's funny.
What?
Well, Larry was born in August. He'd have been 27 this month, and his tree blows down.
I'm surprised you remembered his birthday, Frank. That's nice.
Well, I'm working on his horoscope.
How could you make him a horoscope? That's for the future, ain't it?
Well, what I'm doing is this, you see. Larry was reported missing on November 25th, right?
Yeah.
Well, then we assume that if he was killed, it was on November 25th. Now, what Kate wants...
Oh, Kate asked you to make her a horoscope.
Yeah, what she wants to find out is whether November 25th was a favorable day for Larry.
What is that? Favorable day.
Well, a favorable day for a person is a fortunate day, according to his stars. In other words, it would be practically impossible for him to have died on his favorable day.
Well, was that his favorable day? November 25th?
That's what I'm working on to find out. It takes time. You see, the point is, if November 25th was his favorable day, then it's completely possible he's alive somewhere because... I mean, it's possible.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I didn't even see you, Jim.
Is he talking sense?
Oh, him. He's all right. He's just completely out of his mind, that's all.
The trouble with you is you don't believe in anything.
And your trouble is you believe in anything. You didn't happen to see my kid this morning, did you?
No.
Imagine. He walked off with his thermometer right out of his bag.
Yeah, what a problem. One look at a girl and he wants to take her temperature.
Well, that boy is going to be a real doctor. He's smart.
Over my dead body, he'll be a doctor. And a good beginning, too.
Why? It's an honorable profession.
Frank, will you stop talking like a civics book?
You know, well, I saw a movie a couple of weeks ago. Reminded me of you. There was a doctor in that picture.
Don Amici.
I think it was, yeah. And he worked in his basement, discovering things. Now, that's what you ought to do. You could help humanity instead of...
Well, yeah, I would love to help humanity on a Warner Brothers salary.
That's very good, Jim.
Well, where's the beautiful girl was supposed to be here?
Annie came?
Sure, sleeping upstairs. We picked her up on the 1 o'clock train last night. Wonderful thing. Girl leaves here, a scrawny kid. A couple of years go by, she's a regular woman. Hardly recognized her. She was running in and out of this yard all her life. That was a very happy family used to live in your house, Jim.
Well, I'd like to meet her. The block can use a pretty girl. The whole neighborhood isn't a damn thing to look at.
Jim! Jim Bayless!
Except my wife, of course.
Mrs. Adams is on the phone, you dog.
Such is the condition which prevails. My love, my life...
Don't sniff around me and give her a nasty answer. I can smell a perfume over the phone.
What's the matter now?
I don't know, dear. She sounds like she's in terrible pain. Unless her mouth is full of candy.
Well, why don't you just tell her to lay down?
She enjoys it more when you tell her to lay down.
Okay.
And when are you going to see Mr. Hubbard?
My dear, Mr. Hubbard is not sick, and I have better things to do than to sit there and hold his hand.
It seems to me that for $10 you could hold his hand.
Oh, God. Joe, if your son wants to play golf, tell him I'm ready. If he wants to take a trip around the world for about 30 years.
Why do you needle him? He's a doctor. Women are supposed to call him up.
All I said was Mrs. Adams is on the phone. Can I have some of your parsley?
Yeah, sure. You were a nurse too long, Susie. You're too realistic.
Now you said it. Frank, the toaster... Hiya.
Hello, Lydia.
The toaster is off again.
Well, plug it in. I just fixed it.
Please, dear, fix it back like it was before. Yeah,
I don't know why you can't learn to turn on a simple thing like a toaster.
Thomas Edison.
Oh, he's really very handy.
Oh, did the wind get your tree?
Yeah, last night.
Oh, what a pity. Annie get in?
Yeah, she'll be down soon. Wait till you meet her, Sue. She's a knockout.
I should have been a man. People are always introducing me to beautiful women. Tell her to come over later. I imagine she'd like to see what we did with her house. And thanks for the parsley.
Is she still unhappy, Joe?
Annie? Well, I don't suppose she goes around dancing on her toes. But she seems to be over it.
She going to get married? Is there anybody?
I suppose. Say, it's a couple of years already. She can't mourn a boy forever.
It's so strange. Annie's here and not even married, and I've got three babies.
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be the other way around.
Well, that's what a war does. I had two sons, now I got one. It changed all the tallies. In my day when you had sons, it was an honor. Today, a doctor could make $1 million if he could figure out a way to bring a boy into the world without a trigger finger.
You know, I was just reading in
Hi, Lydia.
Hiya, Chris.
Lydia, come in here.
Huh?
If you want the toaster to work, don't plug in the malted mixer.
Next time
I fix something, don't tell me I'm crazy. Now come in here.
I will never hear the end of this one.
What's the difference, Frank? Instead of toast, have a malted. Chris, you want the paper?
That's all right, just the book section.
You're always reading the book section and you never buy a book.
I like to keep abreast of my ignorance.
What is that? Every week a new book comes out. A
lot of new books.
All different.
All different.
Psst. Annie up yet?
Mother's giving her breakfast in the dining room.
See what happened to the tree?
Yeah.
What's Mother going to say?
Hey!
Ah! Bert's here!
You're finally up!
Where's Tommy? He's got his father's thermometer again.
He's taking a reading.
What?
But it's only oral.
Oh, well, there's no harm in oral. So what's new this morning, Bert?
Nothing.
Then you couldn't have made a complete inspection of the block. You know, in the beginning, when I first made you a policeman, you used to come in every morning with something new. Now, nothing's ever new.
Except some kids from 30th Street. They started kicking a can down the block, and I made them go away because you were sleeping.
Now you're talking, Bert. Now you're on the ball. First thing you know, I'm liable to make you a detective.
Can I see the jail now?
Seeing the jail ain't allowed, Bert. You know that.
Oh, I bet you there isn't even a jail. I don't see any bars on the cellar windows.
Bert, on my word of honor, there's a jail in the basement. I showed you my gun, didn't I?
But that's a hunting gun.
That's an arresting gun.
Then why don't you ever arrest anybody? Tommy said another dirty word to Doris yesterday, and you didn't even demote him.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a dangerous character, that Tommy. What word does he say?
Oh, I can't say that.
Well, come on, give me an idea.
I can't. It's not a nice word.
Well, just whisper to my ear. I'll close my eyes. Maybe I won't even hear it.
I can't, Mr. Keller.
Don't make him do that.
Okay, Bert. I take your word. Now go out and keep both eyes peeled.
For what?
For what? Bert, the whole neighborhood is depending on you. A policeman don't ask questions. Now peel them eyes.
Okay.
And mum's the word, Bert.
About what?
Just a general. Be very careful.
Okay.
I got all the kids crazy.
Yeah, huh? One of these days, they'll all come in here and beat your brains out.
What's she going to say about the tree? Maybe we ought to tell her before she sees it.
She saw it.
How could she see it? I was the first one up. She was still in bed.
She was out here when it broke.
When?
About 4 this morning. I heard it cracking, and I woke up and looked out. She was standing right here when it cracked.
What was she doing out here at 4 in the morning?
I don't know. When it cracked, she ran back into the house and cried in the kitchen.
Did you talk to her?
No, I figured the best thing was to leave her alone.
She cried hard.
I could hear her right through the floor in my room.
What was she doing out here at that hour? Oh, she's dreaming again about him. She's walking around at night.
I guess she is.
She's getting just like after he died. What's the meaning of that?
I don't know the meaning of it. But I know one thing, Dad. We've made a terrible mistake with Mother.
What?
Being dishonest with her, that kind of thing always pays off, and now it's paying off.
What do you mean, dishonest?
You know Larry's not coming back, and I know it. Why do we allow her to go on thinking that we believe with her?
What do you want to do, argue with her?
I don't want to argue with her, but it's time she realized that nobody believes Larry is alive anymore. Why shouldn't she dream of him, walk the nights waiting for him? Do we contradict her? Do we say straight out that we have no hope anymore? That we haven't had any hope for years now?
No, you can't say that to her.
We've got to say it to her.
How are you going to prove it? Can you prove it?
For God's sake, 3 years? Nobody comes back after 3 years. It's insane.
To you it is, and to me, but not to her. You could talk yourself blue in the face, but there's no body and there's no grave. So where are you?
Sit down, Dad. I want to talk to you.
The trouble is the goddamn newspapers. Every month some boy turns up from nowhere. Well, the next one's going to be Larry,
all right,
so
all right, listen to me. You know why I asked Annie here, don't you?
Why?
You know.
Well, I got an idea, but, well, what's the story?
I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Well, that's only your business, Chris.
You know it's not only my business.
What do you want me to do? You're old enough to know your own mind.
Then it's all right. I'll go ahead with it.
Well, want to be sure Mother isn't going to...
Then it isn't just my business.
I'm just saying...
Now, sometimes you infuriate me, you know that? Isn't it your business, too, if I tell this to Mother and she throws a fit about it? You have such a talent for ignoring things.
I ignore what I gotta ignore. The girl is Larry's girl.
She's not Larry's girl.
From Mother's point of view, he is not dead, and you have no right to take his girl. Now you can go on from there if you know where to go, but I'm telling you, I don't know where to go, you see? I don't know. Now, what can I do for you?
I don't know why it is, but every time I reach out for something I want, I have to pull back because other people will suffer. My whole bloody life, time after time after time.
You're a considerate fellow. There's nothing wrong in that.
To hell with that.
Did you ask Annie yet?
I want to get this settled first.
Well, how do you know she'll marry you? Maybe she feels the same way Mother does.
Well, if she does, then that's the end of it. From her letters, I think she's forgotten him. I'll find out, and then we'll thrash it out with Mother, right? Dad, don't avoid me.
Trouble is, you don't see enough women. You never did.
So what? I'm not fast with women.
I don't see why it has to be Annie.
Because it is.
That's a good answer, but it don't answer anything. You haven't seen her since you went to war. It's 5 years.
I can't help it. I know her best. I was brought up next door to her. These years, when I think of someone for my wife, I think of Annie. What do you want, a diagram?
I don't want a diagram. She thinks he's coming back. Chris, you marry that girl and you're pronouncing him dead. Now, what's going to happen to Mother? Do you know? I don't.
All right then, Dad.
Give it some more thought.
I've given it 3 years of thought. I'd hope that if I waited, Mother would forget Larry and then we'd have a regular wedding and everything happy. But if that can't happen here, then I'll have to get out.
What the hell is this?
I'll get out. I'll get married and live someplace else. Maybe in New York.
Are you crazy?
I've been a good son too long. A good sucker. I'm through with it.
You've got a business here. What the hell is this?
The business. The business doesn't inspire me.
Must you be inspired?
Yes. I like it an hour a day. If I have to grub for money all day long, at least at evening, I want it beautiful. I want a family. I want some kids. I want to build something I can give myself to. Annie is in the middle of that. Now, where do I find it?
You mean... Oh. Tell me something. You mean to leave the business?
Yes. On this, I would.
Well, you don't want to think that.
Well, then help me stay here.
All right, but don't think like that, because what the hell did I work for? That's only for you, Chris. The whole shooting match is for you.
I know, Dad. Just you help me stay here.
I don't think that way. You hear me?
I am thinking that way.
I don't understand you, do I?
No, you don't. Yeah. I'm a pretty tough guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Joe.
Hello, Mom.
Did you take a bag from under the sink?
Yeah, I put it in the pail.
Well, get it out of the pail. That's my potatoes.
I thought it was garbage.
Will you do me a favor, Joe? Don't be helpful.
I can afford another bag of potatoes.
Minnie scoured that pail in boiling water last night. It's cleaner than your teeth.
And I don't understand why, after I worked 40 years and I got a maid, why I have to take out the garbage.
If you would make up your mind that every bag in the kitchen isn't full of garbage, you wouldn't be throwing out my vegetables. Last time it was the onions.
I don't like garbage in the house.
Then don't eat.
That settles you for today.
Yep. I'm in last place again. I don't know. Once upon a time, I used to think that when I got money again, I would have a maid and my wife would take it easy. Now I got money and I got a maid and my wife is working for the maid.
It's her day off. What are you crabbing about?
Isn't Annie finished eating yet?
Oh, she'll be right out. Ooh, the wind did some job on this place. Mm. So much for that tree, thank God.
Sit down, take it easy.
Oh, God, I've got such a funny pain on the top of my head.
Can I get you an aspirin?
No more roses. Oh, it's so funny. Everything decides to happen at the same time. This month is his birthday. His tree blows down, Annie comes. Everything that happened seems to be coming back. I was just down the cellar, and what do I stumble over? His baseball glove. I haven't seen it in a century.
Don't you think Annie looks well?
Oh, fine. There's no question about it. She's a beauty. I still don't know what brought her here. Not that I'm not glad to see her, but...
I just thought we'd all like to see each other again. And I wanted to see her myself.
The only thing is I think her nose got longer. Oh, but I'll always love that girl. She's one that didn't jump into bed with somebody else as soon as it happened with her fella.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Never mind. Most of them didn't wait till the telegrams were opened. I'm just glad she came. So you can see I'm not completely out of my mind.
Just because she isn't married doesn't mean she's been mourning Larry.
Well, then why isn't she?
Well, it could have been any number of things.
Well, like what, for instance?
I don't know. Whatever it is. Can I get you an aspirin?
It's not like a headache.
You don't sleep. That's why. She's wearing out more bedroom slippers than shoes.
Oh, I had a terrible night. I never had a night like that. Oh.
What was it, Mom? Did you dream?
Oh, more than a dream.
About Larry?
I was fast asleep and... Remember the way he used to fly low past the house when he was in training? When we used to see his face in the cockpit going by? That's the way I saw him, only high up, way, way up where the clouds are. He was so real, I could reach out and touch him, and suddenly started to fall, and crying to me, Mom, Mom! I could hear him like he was in the room, Mom! It was his voice. If I could touch him, I knew I could stop him. If I could only... I woke up, and it was so funny, the wind... It was like the roaring of his engine. I came out here. I must have still been half asleep. I could hear that roaring like he was going by. The tree snapped right in front of me, and like, well, I came awake. We should have never planted that tree. I said so in the first place. It was too soon to plant a tree for him.
Too soon?
We rushed into it. Everybody was in such a hurry to bury him. I said not to plant it yet. I told
Mother, you. Mother, the wind blew it down. What significance is that, God? What are you talking about, Mother, please? Don't go through it all again, will you? It's no good. It doesn't accomplish anything. I've been thinking, you know, maybe we ought to put our minds to forgetting him.
That's the third time you've said that this week.
Because it's not right. We never took up our lives again. We're like at a railroad station waiting for a train that never comes in.
Get me an aspirin, huh?
Sure. And let's break out of this, huh, Ma? I thought the four of us might go out to dinner a couple of nights. Maybe go dancing at the shore.
Well, fine, we can do it tonight.
Slow with me.
Sure, let's have some fun. You'll start with that aspirin.
Oh, why did he invite her here?
Why does that bother you?
She's been in New York 3.5 years. Why all
well,
of a sudden?
Maybe he just wanted to see her.
Nobody comes 700 miles just to see.
What do you mean? He lived next door to the girl all his life. Why shouldn't he want to see her again? Now, don't look at me like that. He didn't tell me any more than he told you.
He's not going to marry her.
How do you know he's even thinking of it?
It's got that about it.
Well, so what?
What's going on here, Joe?
Well, listen, kid.
She's not his girl, Joe. She knows she's not.
You can't read her mind.
Then why is she still single? New York is full of men. Why isn't she married? Probably 100 people told her she's foolish, but she's waited.
How do you know why she waited?
She knows what I know. That's why. She's faithful as a rock in my worst moments. I think of her waiting. And I know again that I'm right.
Look, it's a nice day. What are we arguing for?
Nobody in this house dares take her faith away, Joe. Strangers might, but not his father, not his brother.
What do you want me to do? What do you want?
I want you to act like he's coming back, both of you. Don't think I haven't noticed you since Chris invited her. I won't stand for any nonsense.
Cake.
Because if he's not coming back, then I'll kill myself. No, laugh. Laugh at me. But why did that happen the very night she came back? Yeah, laugh. But there are meanings in such things. She goes to sleep in his room, and his memorial breaks in pieces. Look at it. Look, Joe.
Calm yourself.
Now believe with me, Joe. I can't stand all alone.
Calm yourself.
Only last week, a man turned up in Detroit, missing longer than Larry. You read it yourself.
All right. Calm yourself.
You, above all, have got to believe. You.
Why me, above all?
Just don't stop believing.
What does that mean, me, above all?
Mr. Keller! Say, Mr. Keller! Tommy just said it again!
Said what? Who?
The dirty word!
Oh, well.
Gee, are you going to arrest him? I warned him.
Stop that, Bert. Go home. There's no jail here.
Oh, Kate.
There's no jail here. I want you to stop that jail business.
He's right across the street.
Go home, Bert.
Okay.
I want you to stop that, Joe. That whole jail business.
Look at you. Look at you. You're shaking.
I can't help it.
What do I got to hide, huh? What the hell is the matter with you, Kate?
I didn't say you had anything to hide. I'm just telling you to stop it. Now stop it.
Hiya, Joe.
Take a breath of that air, kid. You never get air like that in New York.
Oh, Annie, where did you get that dress?
Oh, I couldn't resist. Ooh. I'm taking it right off before I ruin it. How's that for 3 weeks' salary?
Oh, isn't she the most... Oh, it's gorgeous. Simply gorgeous.
No kidding now. Isn't she the prettiest gal you ever saw?
You gained a little weight, didn't you, darling?
It comes and goes.
Look how nice the lake's turned out.
Mm-hmm. Boy, the poplars got thick over in our old yard, didn't they?
Well, it's 3 years, Annie. We're getting old, kid.
How does Mom like New York?
Hey, why'd they take our hammock away?
Oh, no, it broke a couple of years ago.
What broke? He had one of his light lunches and flopped into it.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, excuse me.
How do you do? She looks very intelligent.
And this is Jim. Dr. Bayless.
Oh, sure. Chris writes a lot about you.
I don't believe it. He likes everybody. In the battalion, he was known as Mother McKellar.
I can believe it. You know, it's so strange seeing you come out of that yard, Dr. Bayless. I guess I never grew up. It almost seems that Mom and Pop are in there now, and you and my brother doing algebra, and Larry trying to copy my homework. Gosh, those dear dead days beyond recall.
Well, I hope that doesn't mean you want me to move out.
Come in here. Mr. Hubbard is on the phone.
I told you I don't want to talk to...
Please.
All right, Susie, all right. I've only met you, Anne, but if I may offer a piece of advice, when you marry, never, even in your mind, count your husband's money.
Jim!
Once, dear, once.
I told her to take up the guitar. It'd be a common interest for them. Well, he loves the guitar.
Hey, let's eat at the shore tonight. Raise some hell around here like we used to before Larry went.
You think of him, you see? She thinks of him.
What do you mean, Kate?
Well, nothing. Just that you remember him. He's in your thoughts.
That's a funny thing to say. How could I help remembering him?
Anne, did you hang up your things?
Yeah. Say, Chris, you've sure gone in for clothes. I could hardly find room in the closet.
No, don't you remember? That's Larry's room.
You mean they're Larry's?
Well, didn't you recognize them?
Oh, well, it never occurred to me that you'd... I mean, the shoes are all shined.
Well, yes, dear. Anne, for so long I've been aching for a nice conversation with you. Come on, Annie, tell me something.
What?
I don't know, something nice.
She means, do you go out much?
Oh, shut up.
And are any of them serious?
Why don't you both choke?
Annie, you can't go into a restaurant with that woman anymore. In 5 minutes, 39 strange people are sitting at the table telling her their life story.
If I can't ask Annie a personal question...
Ask it is all right, Mother. But don't beat her over the head. You're beating her.
Don't let them bulldoze you. Ask me anything you like. What do you want to know, Kate? Come on, let's gossip.
Oh, Anne's the only one who's got any sense. Well, your mother, she's not getting a divorce, huh?
No, she's calmed down about it now.
Oh, good.
I think when he gets out, they'll probably live together. In New York, of course.
Oh, that's fine. Because your father is still... I mean, he's a decent man after all is said and done.
I don't care. She can take him back if she likes.
And you go out much?
You mean, am I still waiting for him?
Well, no. I don't expect you to wait for him, but...
But that's what you mean, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, I'm not, Kate.
You're not?
Oh, isn't it ridiculous? You don't really imagine he's...
I know, dear. But don't say it's ridiculous. Because the papers were full of it. I don't know about New York, but there was half a page about a man missing even longer than Larry, and he turned up in Burma.
He couldn't have wanted to come home very badly, Mom.
Don't be so smart.
You can have a hell of a time in Burma.
So I've heard.
Mother, I bet you money that you're the only woman in the country who after 3 years is still...
You're sure?
Yes, I am.
Well, if you're sure, then you're sure. They don't say it on the radio, but I'm sure that in the dark at night, they're still waiting for their sons.
Mother, you're absolutely...
Don't be so damned smart. Now, stop it. There are just a few things you don't know, all of you, and I'll tell you one of them, Annie. Deep, deep in your heart, you've always been waiting for him.
No, Kate.
But deep in your heart, Annie...
She ought to know, shouldn't she?
Don't let them tell you what to think. Listen to your heart. Only your heart.
Why does your heart tell you he's alive?
Because he has to be.
But why, Kate?
Because certain things have to be, and certain things can never be. Like, the sun has to rise. It has to be. That's why there's God. Otherwise, anything could happen. But there's God, so certain things can never happen. I would know, Annie, just like I knew the day Chris went into that terrible battle. Did he write me? Was it in the papers? No. But that morning, I couldn't raise my head off the pillow. Ask Joe. Suddenly I knew. I knew. And he was nearly killed that day. Anne, you know I'm right.
No, Kate.
I have to have some tea.
Annie!
How are you? Gee whiz.
Why, Frank, you're losing your hair.
He's got responsibility.
Gee whiz.
Without Frank, the stars wouldn't know when to come out.
You look more womanly. You've matured.
Hey, take it easy, Frank. You're a married man.
You still haberdashering.
Why not? Maybe I, too, can get to be president. Now, how is your brother? Got his degree, I hear.
Oh, George has his own office now.
Don't say. Mm-hmm. And your dad, is he...
Fine. I'll be in to see Lydia.
Well, how about it? Does Dad expect a parole soon?
Oh, I really don't know.
I mean, because I feel, you know, that if an intelligent man like your father is put in prison, there ought to be a law that says either you execute him or you let him go after a year.
Want a hand with that ladder, Frank?
That's all right. I'll finish the horoscope tonight, Kate. I'll see you later, and you look wonderful.
Haven't they stopped talking about Dad?
Nobody talks about him anymore.
Gone and forgotten, kid.
Tell me, because I don't want to meet anybody on the block if they're going
to
ask me...
I don't want you to worry about it.
Do they still remember the case, Joe? Do they talk about you?
The only one still talks about it is my wife.
That's because you keep on playing policeman with the kids. All their parents hear out of you is jail, jail, jail.
Actually, what happened was that when I got home from the penitentiary, the kids got very interested in me. You know, kids, I was... like the expert on the jail situation. As time passed, they got it confused, and I ended up a detective.
Except that they didn't get it confused. He hands out police badges from the post toasties boxes.
Gosh, it's wonderful to hear you laughing about it.
Why? What did you expect?
The last thing I remember on this block was one word: murderers. Remember that, Kate? Mrs. Hammond standing in front of our house and yelling that word? She's still around, I suppose?
They're all still around.
Ah, don't listen to her. Every Saturday night, the whole gang is playing poker in this arbor. All the ones who yelled murder, taking my money now.
Don't, Joe. She's a sensitive girl. Don't fool her. They still remember about Dad. It's different with Joe. He was exonerated. Your father's still there, Anne. That's why I wasn't so enthusiastic about your coming. Honestly. I know how sensitive you are, and I told Chris, I said...
you do like I did, and you'll be all right. Huh? The day I come home, I got out of my car, but not in front of the house, on the corner. And you should have been there, Annie. You too, Chris. You'd have seen something. Everybody knew I was getting out that day. The porches were loaded. Picture it now. None of them believed I was innocent. The story was I pulled a fast one getting myself exonerated. So I get out of my car, and I walk down the street, but very slow and with a smile. The Beast! I was the Beast. The guy who sold crack cylinder heads to the Army Air Force. The guy who made 21 P-40s crash in Australia, kid. Walking down that street that day, I was guilty as hell. Except I wasn't. And there was a court paper in my pocket to prove I wasn't. And I walked past the porches. Result? 14 months later, I had one of the best shops in the state again. A respected man again. Bigger than ever.
Joe McGuts.
That's the only way to lick him. His guts. Annie, worst thing you did was to move away from here. You made it tough for your father when he gets out. And that's why I tell you, I'd like to see him move back right on this block.
How could they move back?
It ain't gonna end till they move back. Till people play cards with him again and talk with him and smile with him. Annie, you play cards with a man, you know he can't be a murderer. And the next time you write him, I'd like you to tell him just what I said. You hear me?
Don't you hold anything against him?
Annie, I never believed in crucifying people.
But he was your partner. He dragged you through
the
mud.
Well, he ain't my sweetheart, but you gotta forgive, don't you?
You either, Kate? Don't you feel
the next time you write Dad...
I don't write him.
Well, every now and then you...
No, I've never written to him. Neither has my brother. Say, do you feel this way too, Chris?
He murdered 21 pilots.
What the hell kind of talk is that?
That's not a thing to say about a man.
What else can you say? When they took him away, I followed him, went to him every visiting day. I was crying all the time. Until the news came about Larry. Then I realized. It's wrong to pity a man like that. Father or no father, there's only one way to look at him. He knowingly shipped out parts that would crash an airplane. And how do you know Larry wasn't one of them?
I was waiting for that. As long as you're here, Annie, I want to ask you never to say that again.
You surprise me. I thought you'd be mad at him.
What your father did had nothing to do with Larry, nothing.
But we can't know that.
As long as you're here,
but Kate,
put that out of your head.
Because you got...
That's all. That's enough. Come inside now and have some tea with me.
The one thing you
He's not dead. So there's no argument. Now come.
In a minute. Now, look, Annie.
All right, Dad, forget it.
No. She doesn't feel that way. Annie.
I'm sick of the whole subject. Now,
you wanted to go on like this? Huh? Those cylinder heads went into P-40s only. What's the matter with you? You know Larry never flew a P-40.
So who flew those P-40s, pigs?
The man was a fool, but don't make a murderer out of him. You got no sense? Look what it does to her. Listen, you got to appreciate what was doing in that shop in the war. The both of you. It was a madhouse. Every half hour, the major called for cylinder heads that were whipping us with the telephone. The trucks were hauling them away hot damn near. I mean, just try to see it human. See it human. All of a sudden, a batch comes out with a crack. That happens. That's business. A fine hairline crack. All right, so he's a little man, your father. Always scared of loud voices. What'll the major say? Half a day's production shot. What'll I say? You know what I mean? Human. So he takes out his tools and he covers over the cracks. All right. That's bad. It's wrong. But that's what a little man does. If I could have gone in that day, I'd have told him, junk him, Steve, we can afford it. But alone, he was afraid. But I know he meant no harm. He believed they'd hold up 100%. That's a mistake. But it ain't murder. You mustn't feel that way about him. You understand me? It ain't right.
Joe, let's forget it.
Annie, the day the news came out about Larry, he was in the next cell to mine, Dad. And he cried, Annie. He cried half the night.
He should have cried all night.
Oh, Annie, I do not understand
why
you...
Are you going to stop it?
Oh, don't yell at him. He just wants everybody happy.
That's my sentiments. Can you stand a steak?
And champagne.
Now you're operating. I'll call Swanson's for a big table. Oh, big time tonight, Annie.
Can't scare me.
Oh, I like that girl. Wrap her up. You got nice legs, Annie.
Oh.
I want to see everybody drunk tonight. Look at him. He's blushing.
Drink your tea, Casanova. Isn't he a great guy?
You're the only one I know who loves his parents.
I know. It went out of style, didn't it?
It's all right. It's a good thing. Oh, you know, it's lovely here. The air is sweet.
You're not sorry you came?
Not sorry, no. But I'm not going to stay.
Why?
In the first place, your mother as much as told me to go.
Well, you
saw that. And then you. You've been kind of...
What?
Well, kind of embarrassed ever since I got here.
And the trouble is, I planned on kind of sneaking up on you over a period of a week or so. But they take it for granted that we're all set.
I knew they would. Well, your mother anyway.
How did you know?
From her point of view, why else would I come?
Well, would you want to? I guess you know this is why I asked you to come.
I guess this is why I came.
Oh, Anne, I love you. I love you a great deal. I love you. I have no imagination. That's all I know to tell you. I'm embarrassing you. I didn't want to tell it to you here. I wanted some place we'd never been, a place where we'd be brand new to each other. You feel it's wrong here, don't you? This yard, this chair. I want you to be ready for me. I don't want to win you away from anything.
Oh, Chris, I've been ready a long, long time.
Then he's gone forever. You're sure?
I almost got married 2 years ago.
Why didn't you?
You started to write to me.
You felt something that far back?
Every day since.
Anne, why didn't you let me know?
I was waiting for you, Chris. Till then you never wrote. And when you did, what did you say? You sure can be ambiguous, you know?
Give me a kiss, Anne. Give me a... God, I kissed you. Annie. I kissed Annie. How long? How long I've been waiting to kiss you.
I'll never forgive you. Why did you wait all these years? All I've done is sit and wonder if I was crazy for thinking of you.
Annie, we're gonna live now. I'm gonna make you so happy.
Not like that, you're not.
I kissed you.
Yeah, like Larry's brother. Do it like you, Chris. What is it, Chris?
Let's drive someplace. I want to be alone with you.
No. What is it, Chris? Your mother?
No, it's nothing like that.
Then what's wrong? Even in your letters, there was something ashamed.
Yes, I suppose I have been. But it's going from me.
You've got to tell
me. I don't know how to start.
Well, it wouldn't work this way.
It's all mixed up with so many other things. You remember overseas, I was in command of a company?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I lost them.
How many?
Just about all.
Oh, gee.
It takes a little time to toss that off. Because they weren't just men. For instance, one time it had been raining several days, and this kid came to me and gave me his last pair of dry socks. Just put them in my pocket. That's only a little thing, but that's the kind of guys I had. They didn't die. They killed themselves for each other. I mean that exactly. A little more selfish, and they'd have been here today. And I got an idea watching them go down. Everything was being destroyed, see? But it seemed to me the one new thing was made. A kind of responsibility, man for man, you understand me?
Yeah.
To show that. To bring that onto the earth again, like some kind of a monument. And everyone would feel it standing there behind them. And it would make a difference to them. And then I came home, and it was incredible. There was no meaning in it here. The whole thing to them was a kind of a bus accident. I went to work with Dad and that rat race again. I felt what you said, a shame somehow. Because nobody was changed at all. It seemed to make suckers out of a lot of guys. I felt wrong to be alive. To open the bank book, to drive the new car, to see the new refrigerator. I mean, you can take those things out of a war, but when you drive that car, you gotta know that it came out of the love a man can have for a man. And you gotta be a little better because of it. Otherwise, what you have is really loot. And there's blood on it. I didn't want to take any of it. And I guess that included you.
And you still feel that way?
I want you now, Annie.
Because you mustn't feel that way anymore. Because you have a right to whatever you have. Everything, Chris. Understand that? To me, too. And the money. There's nothing wrong in your money. Your father put hundreds of planes in the air. You should be proud. A man should be paid for that.
Oh, Annie. Annie, I'm gonna make a fortune for you.
What'll I do with a fortune?
Joe!
Right. Hello? Yeah, sure. Hey, Ann, your brother...
Whoa.
What is this? Labor Day?
All right.
You shouldn't burst out like that.
Well, nobody told me it was Labor Day. Where's the hot dogs?
All right, you said it once.
Well, as long as I know it's Labor Day from now on, I'll wear a bell around my neck.
He's so subtle.
George Bernard Shaw is an elephant.
George, hey, you kissed it out of my head. Your brother's on the phone.
My brother?
Yeah, George, long distance.
What's the matter? Is anything wrong?
I don't know. Kate's talking to him. Hurry up. She'll cost him $5.
Oh, I wonder if we ought to tell your mother yet. I mean, I'm not very good in an argument.
We'll wait till tonight, after dinner. Now, don't get tense. Just leave it to me.
What are you telling her?
Go ahead, Anne. We're getting married, Dad. Well, don't you say anything?
Hmm? Oh, I'm glad, Chris. I'm just, George is calling from Columbus.
Columbus?
Yeah. Did Annie tell you he was going to see his father today?
No, I don't think she knew anything about it.
Chris, you think you know pretty good.
What kind of a question is that?
I'm just wondering, all these years, George don't go to see his father. Suddenly he goes, and she comes here.
Well, what about
it? That's crazy, but it comes to my mind. She don't hold nothing against me, does she?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just talking. It was last day in court. The man blamed it all on me. And this is his daughter. I mean, if she was sent here to find out something...
Why? What is there to find out?
I mean, if they want to open up the case again for the nuisance value, to hurt us.
Dad, how could you even think that of her?
It could be. Yeah, you know.
Dad, you amaze me sometimes.
All right. Forget it. You know, I want a clean start for you, Chris. I want a new sign over the plant. Christopher Keller Incorporated.
J.O. Keller is good enough.
Now, we'll talk about it. I'm going to build you a house, stone, with a driveway from the road. I want you to spread out, Chris. I want you to use what I made for you. I mean, with joy, Chris, without shame. With joy.
I will, Dad.
Say it to me.
Why?
Because sometimes I think you're ashamed of the money.
No, don't feel that.
Because it's good money. There's nothing wrong with that money.
Dad, you don't have to tell me this.
Yeah, okay. Look, Chris, I'll go to work on Mother for you. We'll get her so drunk tonight, we'll all get married. There's going to be a wedding, kid, like they've never seen. Champagne, tuxedos.
You're excited. You don't control yourself. Well, what did he tell you, for God's sake? All right, come then. Yes, they'll all be here. Nobody's running away from you. And try to get hold of yourself, will you? All right. Goodbye.
Something happened?
He's coming here?
On the 7 o'clock. He's in Columbus. I told him it would be all right.
Oh, sure, fine.
And what is it?
George is coming here.
Yeah, your father took sick.
No, George didn't say he was sick. I don't know. I suppose it's something stupid. You know my brother. Let's go for a drive or something.
Sure. Give me the keys, Dad.
Oh, drive through the park. It's beautiful now.
Come on, Ann. Be back right away.
See you.
Yeah, take your time. What does George want?
He's been in Columbus since this morning with his father. He's got to see Annie right away, he says.
What for?
I don't know. He's a lawyer now, Joe. George is a lawyer. All these years, he never even sent a postcard to Steve since he got back from the war, not a postcard.
So what?
Well, suddenly, he takes an airplane from New York to see him. An airplane?
Well, so?
Why?
I don't read minds, do you?
Why, Joe? What has Steve suddenly got to tell him that he takes an airplane to see him?
What do I care what Steve's got to tell him?
You sure, Joe?
Yes, I'm sure.
Be smart now, Joe. George is coming. Be smart.
Once and for all, did you hear what I said? Huh? I said I'm sure.
All right, Joe. Just be smart.